Good day, everybody. This is the Option Professor speaking, and today we are going to be going over using RSI divergences to get an idea of turning points, and I'll show you a couple of different ways that we try to confirm that the diversion is going to be effective. What I'm going to start out with here, again, explaining RSI is a relative strength index, and the divergence is a market will go up to a certain level and it'll have a reading on the RSI, and then it'll go and make another attempt at that higher low, and the RSI will have a reading that will be different. So give you, for instance, if we hit a high point and the RSI hit something like 75, and then we had a correction and another rally up towards the high point and the RSI lagged to something like 65, that's a divergence indicating that the market is running out of steam. Same thing on the downside. I'll show you examples so you understand it. But the idea here is that when the RSI is diverging, it's telling us that the market's either volume or strength or whatever you want to call it is running out of steam. And it's sometimes a prelude to rolling over in the other direction. So we're going to look at that very closely. Also on relative strength, my views, my opinions here, again, will be with the RSI above 50, generally a positive market. Gets above 60, you can accelerate to the upside as we go into the 70s. Very exciting time. And then on the way back down, it can hold the level of 60, and that would be a support. If coming back down, it goes into the 50s or into the under 50, good idea that move that was going on is over on the upside. Reverse, under 50 is a bearish situation generally. Under 40, it accelerates to the downside. After it accelerates to the downside, coming back up, that 40 area can be resistance. And then if it can go back above 50, then it's a situation where that down move is probably over. So again, we're also going to explain how you can use short-term trading and short-term options to try to take advantage of these things. And so I'm going to show you a number of markets where we think there's evidence that there's some value to this. I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I'm finding a lot of value in it in conjunction with other things that I use. So again, relative strength divergence we're going to talk about today, and we're going to try to improve your odds on picking market direction. And if you're correct on these type of things with a relative strength and you get a move, the move tends to be quite immediate. So that's where the short-term options, which obviously are speculative because they have very little time on them, can also be very, very, give you a lot of alpha, because those premiums have little time left on them. So the premiums are pretty much close, getting very low. And so if you get a big move on a very low premium, you know, sometimes you can get some very large expansion. And of course, if you're buying these things, which is what we're speaking about, the risk is limited to whatever the premium is that you paid. So you know exactly what you're risking going in. Obviously, we always say, again, consult your brokerage firm to find out your own suitability, and then use your good common sense on what risk capital is appropriate for you. And then, of course, we are not giving advice here, but we are giving our opinions and observations. Okay, like I say, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been trained at some of the largest brokerage firms in the world. I've traded millions of dollars worth of stock and thousands of options contracts. So the option professor here certainly has a lot of knowledge to share, and that's what I'm going to do right now. Okay, so we're looking at the E-mini S&P, and I'm looking at the 20-year graph. Okay, let's look at how the highs set up here. When we went up to the highs back in 2021, you had the high point here. I'm showing you RSI was 72. The market high was 47.40. Okay, the next bar over, you're at 74. So it makes a new high on RSI, and you're at 4,800 now. The next month is January 2022. You go to 4,808, but look at that RSI. It's not at 74 like it was the month prior. It's at 65. That's your indication that it's run out of steam. Now, again, a most aggressive play would be to do your selling put buying, whatever you're doing to take advantage of that. And if you own stock, you want to do replacement trades, which means you dump the stock and take all the gain you've got and replace it with a call option or a call spread. That's a replacement trade that you do, because then you'd have all that cash that you sold out of. You'd still have a position if it keeps going, but your risk is cut way back down to just the premiums. Now, we got that divergent. What happened next? You start coming down, right? Well, again, once the red line, which is the 12 SMA, starts rolling over, then you've got a very good idea that it might be turning down, because once the red line starts turning down, that's when you'll get the precipitous drop, which you got. Okay, so there you go. You can see right there where at this particular time it would be effective. Now, what about at the low here? You're at the low here, 46 RSI, and the low was 36.39. Now you're down here, that's 46. Then you're down here at 43, and now another new low, and look where it is, 52. So once that new low happened, and you bounce back up to 52, and then, of course, you got above the blue line, which is your 36 SMA. That's your signal to get on board, which comes in around 3,900. And that ride is still going on today. So that's not a bad thing. And that's another example of RSI divergence coming to the forefront and be an effective tool in conjunction with other things that make this a very exciting thing to do, as far as keeping an eye on it. Let's take a look at the five-year graph on S&P. And then basically you're looking at, again, the high point up here at 63. High point is now at 58 on the new high. So you got a divergence up there. Once it got under the red line here, the red line told you basically coming down at around 46 and change, 4,600 and change. That red line never goes up. Don't forget, the direction of a moving average is very important. And so you're looking at a very nice downtrend here, and you caught most all of it. And again, as you came down into this area, the RSI hit 30. Okay. When you came down to this low here, the RSI is at 36. That's a divergence. Then once you get above this number here, which is around 3,800, it's been on the upside. Again, you get violations, but sometimes you have to ignore those if the moving average is still ascending. These are what they call stop outs. Okay. It did not change the trend. And that's a real big key. Even this big run up we had was a real, shall we say, a Fugazi rally. Because again, it got right back under the blue and the green and then the red, and it was in the tank. Same thing up here. So we had two very big false rallies in 2022. And you can see they now this year, the rallies have been more legitimate as the moving averages are now pointing up. So that's why this is a bullish market that you're in, and the moving averages confirm that. You know, and again, people who think that it's going to go the other way, they don't have a lot of evidence of that right now. Once we broke 4,200, you can see it right here. That was the last of the moving averages that might have capped your situation. So 4,200, since that's such a big breakout point, any kind of significant pullback should find support around that neighborhood. If you ever do get under 4,200 or 4,000, then that catastrophe lows that they talk about of 3,200, that may come into play. No evidence of that right now. That is simply just abject speculation at this point. There's no price evidence that I can see. Okay, on the one-year graph on S&P, what do you got here? You just had a big move up. So what do you've got? You've got the RSI here at 68. Okay, over here, the RSI was 75. So here, you had a high point of 44.85 on the S&P last Thursday, and you've got 75 on the RSI. The next new high, what? RSI only 68, okay? And then you got a nice drop. Now we've come back up. Now notice the red line, the 12 SMA has not turned down. And that's why you're right back on the bicycle. So once it got right back above the 44.27 number, again, everyone was panicking on Friday to get in there, cover their shorts, and do all kinds of buying. There was no sellers on Friday. You can tell that. In fact, the last 2 days, there haven't been much sellers. Now, where's the RSI up here now? RSI is at 68. So don't forget, you had a high of 75 on RSI, a new high at 68, and now you just had another new high of 68. So I will be watching this very closely on Monday because there is a pause to refresh possibility because you're getting extended away from the moving averages, right? Now, like I say, when you get above 60 and it starts going to towards 70, you can have a melt up, which we really got on Friday. That's why, again, look where the RSI was, 60. Remember I told you when it goes through 60, you can accelerate to the upside. You see it going through 60 on Wednesday of last week? Well, what did we do when we broke above 60? We accelerated to the upside and now we're at 68. This acceleration could very well continue, but it's also very important to look at the short term and see if in fact there could be a divergence setting up because this is extended from the moving averages. And you could get a reversion, which we'll be talking about at another broadcast. But again, this is a setup for some type of a diversion. Now, again, to give you an idea here, look at your RSI from June 15th on the short-term graph. Okay, you've got it up at 75. Then you got a high point over here, and the RSI is only 69. That's where you start looking at your short-term puts. That's where you start looking at your selling strategies. And once it gets under the red line and is pointing down, now you got a really good shot that it's going to go down. And now you can even, if you started buying puts or doing things up there, you could maybe add. And now you can follow that red line all the way down. And at least it took you down from what? About 80-point move on the downside. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. And then if you played the blue line pretty much going down as your guide, you'd maybe stay with it and keep going. When everything starts turning up, though, that party is over. And that party got over here under 4,400. And that party really got rocking on Friday. Okay. So again, sometimes you like to use the short-term options to take advantage of these things. Now, this thing is something we look at on all different markets. Okay. Not just the stock market, but let's look at the Qs because they've been going nuts, right? So this is your tech sector. You know, this has all the big tech stocks in it. Anything going on here? Let's look at the 20-year graph. Again, I like to look at all. Now it's getting a little bit extended up here, isn't it? The moving averages are down here. We're way up here. Okay. Now, any divergence? Well, you got a run up here, took you to 58, and now the RSI is at 62. So again, we could, because it's broken through 60, have a big acceleration to the upside, or this 60 neighborhood, as I told you, can sometimes be resistance. So next week is very big for the NASDAQ and the S&P. And again, when you're looking to see if there's a short-term signal, you got to go not to the long-term graph, you go to the shorter-term graph. So let's look at the 1 year, see what the Qs look like. Okay, Qs obviously got a gap there. You know, sometimes gaps get filled, so we'll have to see. But again, it is looking like it's trying to break out. Your RSI up here was 73. Your RSI right now is at 65. So if this thing starts failing underneath the red line, which would be where? 365, that might be telling you that a correction might be starting. And again, you know, with the kind of buying we got on Thursday and Friday of last week, that almost felt like a panic a bit. And sometimes panic is where the guys who are in the making the market, they raise the offer price because they see all this volume coming in and they got to fill it. So they raise the offer as high as they can. They fill all that volume. And if we come in next week, the volume dries up, the market will have a hard time staying up possibly. And it'll have a gap to fill. There's a gap down here as well that could also be an attractor, maybe not right away, but over time. Again, very strong market. You can see big up move that started, you know, pretty much down here in the area of 260 back in January. And then it came up, had a correction right back at it at 290. Okay, a little pause to refresh at 315. And then look, test the 1 year, but didn't break. And it's been riding it all the way. So again, on a shorter term basis, breaking under 365 would be your first indicator. And the fact that you've got a RSI divergence would be the factor that could tell you that it's rolling over. And then this point right here is very important. That comes in at 357. So you want key numbers. I like 365 and 357 as key numbers. And I do like to keep an eye on things when the divergence is there. So next week, real big. Let's talk about the monthly. Got a gap there. And What was the RSI over here? RSI was 77. Where are you on this rally now? RSI 62. RSI 62. What did I say? When we get to that 60 area, you know, I'm not going to split hairs or squeeze the quarter until the eagle screams. Somewhere around this 60 area can be a resistance. And if it can't get through this area, it can fail. But it's also a very key area because if it does get through this area, it could have an acceleration phase to the upside because the jump from 60 towards 70 is where the market really makes a big move. So keep an eye on it. Next week is going to be very exciting from the standpoint of whether this thing is going to accelerate or if we're going to have a pause to refresh. It's probably going to do one or the other. So keep an eye on things. And again, we have a flattening on the RSI right at that low 60s area, which means it's really push comes to shove on the queues. So again, if it now again, you do have the 12 SMA moving higher. So if you are going to get a move, like let's put it down here, you had an RSI of 46, you got an RSI of 44, and then you jump to 48, and then you really jump to above 50. So you're getting your signal. This is the bar that gave you the signal. And then when the 12 SMA starts turning up, that gives you a nice confirmation. And that's when you got a pretty good shot. So doing selling here while the red is rising, not really what I'm too interested in. But again, if you did break, obviously, 365, and if you did break 357, that red line would be rolled over, and you'd have that as a support to your position as well. So very interesting here using the RSI and the moving averages in concert, which is basically what I'm talking about here. Okay, I like price evidence, you know, because prices don't lie, people lie, and, you know, the moving averages are based on time and price, not exactly a negotiable thing, not a lot of wiggle room there. And then the relative strength is just trying to gauge this momentum, just like your speedometer. You know what 80 at your car, you know what 80 means, you know what 60 means, you know if you're on the highway and you're trying to go 80 and you're hitting the gas and it's only going 60, the engine's getting weak, right? Same concept here. Say you're going 40 and you're hitting the gas and all of a sudden you're going 60. Obviously, the engine is picking up a lot of strength. That's the way I view RSI. It's telling me, how strong the heart's beating, the engine's running, that kind of thing. Okay, so there you got the cues and there you've got the the S&P. Let's look at that IWM, because everyone is on this Russell thing. Now, the Russell did a reconfiguration, which causes a lot of volatility in the Russell because they're taking stocks in and putting stocks in. And these people have got to keep it balanced because they got to mirror the index. So you've had a lot of action on the Russell, but that may not continue after, because now it's settled. Whatever the Russell is settled till next year. So let's take a look at the Russell and get some insight there, because everyone's piling into small caps and thinking it's the way to go. You can see, compared to obviously everything else, this thing hasn't done much, right? I mean, the S&P and the NASDAQ chart does not look like that, right? So it's either just beginning to go and it's going to start taking off, or it's going to obviously fade from here because your RSI is still right at 50. It's trying to turn into a positive thing. Certainly, if we were to get above the 193, 194 area, that would be very, very confirming as far as the strength is concerned. Plus, your RSI would be popping as well. So you want to know a number that I'd be watching? I'd be watching that 193, 195 neighborhood. That's the neighborhood where it has to go. And the blue line is rising, so that's a very good positive for it. Okay, so there is an overall uptrend. So maybe all of this stuff was just a bunch of baloney underneath it. And if it gets back above that, I would say that it's a bull market again. Just like when it got above the 1 year here, it was clearly the time to get on board back in 2020. All right, let's take a look here again, because I do want to hit a couple of other markets here before we close out, and also invite you to learn about how we go about using short-term options. Like, how do you figure out what strike price? How do you figure out how far to go? How do you figure out what to trade with it afterwards? You know, there's an art to this, not just a science. So again, after decades of doing it, we certainly have an opinion, and we think there's some merit to our opinion based on our knowledge. All right. So anyway, let's talk about the Russell here. Again, you can see the 1 year's turning up. That's not a bad thing, but it's having some problems in the 190 neighborhood. Right. Now, again, it does look like it wants to break through. We'll have to see. On the divergence side, you got 42 down there and then you got 44. So you got a divergence, but you've already got a pop. Now on the pop, where's the RSI? RSI is still in that 55 to 60 number. So again, getting above 60 convincingly sets up an acceleration phase. So I'd watch this like a hawk as far as, you know, you could have a big acceleration phase here if this RSI can start jumping above 60 and it's in the 56s right now. So it's either going to be a fail from here or an acceleration phase as far as my opinion. Now let's talk about the 1 year. The 1 year looks like it's trying to break out. Last time we were up in this neighborhood, RSI was 65. RSI was 65. And then it was down to 57. Once it started to drop, there you got your big drop. Now it's back in their face and the RSI is at 60. Remember what I told you, when you go up into the 60 area, you know, plus or minus a little bit, this is an area where it can fail from. That means the acceleration doesn't happen. Just like here, remember, got a 63. It was either acceleration time or go back in the tank, and it went back in the tank. Right now, we're entering the same kind of deal, right? So you got a high point there, and you got the RSI kind of fading a little bit. So you have to see what happens. If it starts breaking under 184, I think that it could go back into the soup. These rising longer-term averages are positive, though. So as long as we're above the 180 mark, maybe any dip should be bought. We'll have to see. But right now, again, a key number for this thing is 185. Big number, 185, 183, two big numbers. So we'll have to see what happens next week. Now, if you're looking at the short term, again, you got a nice, you got a few good trades on this thing here. Watch down here. You got an RSI 60. Next door, you got an RSI of 66. That's your divergence. Your red line is pointing up. So you play it. Okay. It gets broken, right? But the 12 SMA doesn't really start coming down. So it gets right back on the bicycle, right? Up here, you probably got a sell signal. You got 66 on that baby. And then what do you got here is 67. So it's pretty flat. And then once it went down to 64, and then certainly when it went down to 57, and then it got under here, you got some selling action going on. And again, the direction of the average never turned up. So forget about that thing. Now down here, you got RSI at 29. Well, you know that RSI is going to start popping to 38. And then it started to be popping up to 47 and it gets above the red. That's, you know, then you could take a short term, you know, limited risk call and you could get a ride right up here. Now you're at the high point of 68. You got another high point of 67 is flattening out. And now you got 61. So again, this thing is starting to weaken out, but the red is still rising. So you are stepping in front of things here. So again, doesn't have this great look like you're going to catch a good ride. So I wouldn't get really unbelievably negative, but I certainly would have my periscope under the idea that this thing may be turning over because there is a weakening RSI, but you don't have the red going down and that's where the bigger moves happen, right? Okay. All right. I'm going to give you, that's the Russell. Let's go over a couple of quick commodities here because, you know, they are out of favor, but, you know, I'll show you the, hang on a second here. I will show you that the commodity index, well, let's do that real quick. I only got a little bit of time here, but I'm going to get to it real quick. This is the Goldman Sachs commodity index. And we were very, very accurate with this. So we feel good like we've got the pulse. Okay. So let's see what you got here. Okay. We were believers down here in April of 2020 that this was a very big historic low. And you can see that the RSI here is 23 on the 2016 low. And look where the RSI is here, 27, but then it jumps right to 41. Then it gets back above the red line that's pointing up. So this was all in, right? And so you had a big bull market. Now look, so far away from the averages, that's a reversion potential. Plus, we didn't think it was going to take out the 08 highs. We thought it could test, but not take it out. So then it goes up here and the RSI is at 75, comes down, goes back up and retest. Look what the RSI is, 67. There's my divergence. And that's why we thought it would go in the tank, which is what it did. Now you are looking at a long-term average coming in at 500. And let's look at if there's a divergence here. You got 47. You got 47. So you got a new low, but a flattening RSI. And now you've got what? 44. So if we can get above here and here, that's 550 and 600, that would mean that the commodity index is going back up. And one of the biggest things in the commodity index is crude oil. And they tell me inventories are tight, but again, Saudi is cutting. So what's going on here? Because you can see it's right on the support area. And you're looking at what? 48. And then you've got 45. And then you've got 45. So this thing right now, with the red line pointing down, it could fall into the abyss for all you know. But it's certainly at a critical point, and the oil shares are very much lower now. So this is a time to focus on this, because in my view, it's feast or famine time on crude oil. It's either going to go into the abyss with something that happens that makes it really tank, or we're going to have demand, tight supply, maybe geopolitical, and it's going to start getting above what? It'll start getting above 73.50. That'll be your first signal. Gets above 80. That's another good sign, and that would open the door for the big move up. That would correspond to the what? To the Goldman Sachs index rising, because a heavy part of that index is what? Oil. That's why it's dropped. Oil's gone from 130 down to 60. Why do you think this Goldman Sachs index dropped? You know, because it's heavy into oil. It's also into metals. Going to show you a little bit on gold, and then I'm going to invite you to find more. Okay. The gold, we were totally accurate on, and here's why. You had the high point of 83. Look, your RSI is 83, and that's back in 2020. You make another big high, jump at it. Look what your RSI is, 60. Remember I told you, if you can't get through 60, it can be resistance. That's exactly what it was. Now you just made another new high up here at 2072. RSI is only 56. That's a divergence. That's an engine that's lost gain. So that's why we're not keen on it. If it can get above 2100, and if it can get that RSI breaking through 60, then it would open the door to some big numbers in gold later in the year. Right now, again, it's still on the defensive. Lots of support here at 1820. If it breaks under there, it could go into the abyss, and like the oil would, and that could be a big deflationary thing. So keep an eye on that. Right now, again, we are definitely neutral on it because of the fact that, again, the RSI was such a divergence here. So that's the story on those. Now, again, RSI divergence can be used on longer-term graphs, shorter-term graphs, and intermediate. And I believe it's very effective. So I'm inviting you to call us at the office, 702-873-8038. So I can explain some of the ways that we use short-term options with limited risk on these markets, particularly on the S&P and the QQQs, where we try to take advantage of the turns that sometimes you can get in the RSI divergence combined with the moving averages. So there's a lot of different ways to play it. Call the office. Let us talk more about it. And let us talk more about how to strategize as well. 702-873-8038, or go to the website, optionprofessor.com, OptionProfessor.com. Put in your information. We'll contact you. I'll speak to you directly, and we'll try to explain how we use these technical indicators, and we'll explain how you can as well. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This has been on RSI divergence, in conjunction with our other indicators to try to improve our market timing. And again, give us a call so we can explain a little bit how short-term options can be worked with this, and how, in fact, the risk and the use of those kind of options happen. Have a great day, everybody, and a great week, and happy 4th of July, of course. We'll be talking to you soon. This is the Option Professor signing off.